Today, I'm talking to Jonathan Keith of One Sotheby's International Realty in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and a Breakthrough Luxury coaching client. Selling over $100 million in sales every year, Jonathan is a top real estate agent, running a team of over 20 agents. But it wasn't always this way. He came into real estate in the worst of times. In our interview today, he shares not just his great successes, he shares how he did it. He shares hitting rock bottom before he bolstered his career. He brings us to pivotal moments and talks about what it took and what it meant to become a top real estate agent, selling over $100 million in volume annually. As he and I talk about how to go from zero to breaking $100 million. This is the Jerry Metcalf Podcast, where top real estate agents tell how they do it. Powered by Breakthrough Luxury Coaching, this podcast was created for real estate agents across the world to come together and listen in on conversations with the top real estate agents in the United States and around the world, sharing their stories and ideas and what takes our business to the next level. All right, everybody, it's the Jerry Metcalf Podcast. We have a very serious guest today. His name is Jonathan Keith from South Florida and Fort Lauderdale with Team JK. They only sell in excess of $100 million, and we're looking at over $200 million this year. And he's coming on to share it with us. And there's so much more. By the way, top 100 agent in Florida, huge national recognition, huge local leader. But I'll stop. JK.
You need like that set, that mixing board. Pew, 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 pew.
Right, right. Exactly. But Jonathan Keith, when you Google him, Team JK on the Jerry Metcalf Podcast, bring it on. Hey, it's so good to have you.
Salesforce, the ballers out there. You're on the number one podcast. Jerry is the infliction of sales infusion in the teams.
By the way, he also was in the Breakthrough Luxury Coaching. So that's what we're talking about. Great.
Oh my God, she is crushing my agents. I love them. We needed it. They're all wondering what to do in 24.
We don't play nice, do we?
Oh, I gotta work. Oh yeah.
Right? Yeah, we could be nice and then we're gonna get out there and sell. Just saying.
You know, they're all still living the 21 life, the 2021 life.
Right. Forget 150 million. We're getting to 250, half a billion. Let's get real. Now, JK, let's give us you. And I'll love it, which I don't think you have any problem. The first time we met, I mean, it was like two best friends chatting about everything.
Yeah, there was a sister from another mister.
Right? Exactly. And now, tell us, you've been selling, give everybody why you got into real estate, how you started hitting it big, and then we're going to talk all about the lessons and the fun stuff. But give us kind of the what brought you here to where you are today, JK?
Yeah, well, I was appraising. I'll never forget. I was appraising back in 2001, 2002. Don't fall asleep because I got a bunch of pillows behind me. All right. And appraising made me fall asleep. And I think I was getting, the appraiser I was working for at the time, the state appraiser, was giving me like $150, $200 in appraisal while I was watching all these realtors making, just tons of money. And I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it. The day I got my license, I never appraised again. Well, I mean, we do our own appraisals on our listings and all that, but
which is kind of huge.
Appraisal report was, that was done. Never again. And man, she was mad. She couldn't believe it. You know what she told me? She says, Jonathan, I don't know if you paid attention in my appraisal class, but the Census Bureau clearly states what the average realtor makes. Maybe you skipped that part of the class. It's $30,000. I wish you the best at sales.
Was that like your biggest motivator? Or?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. As a matter of fact, I had several people that in that time period, 2001, 2002, telling me, JK, we give you 6 months, buddy, 6 months, and you'll be scrubbing for a Walmart job in no time.
So wow. 95%, right? Like we know the numbers. Well, first of all, it's about 95% of agents that don't make it past year one. And right now, and maybe all of the time, it's 5% of the agents do 95% of the business. When you went in, having people tell you can't do it might have been a big driver to do it. What really got you to do it though? Like, walk us through how that all unfolded, what it was really like.
Guys, I spent, Jerry, I spent several years chasing buyers, wondering why I couldn't get inventory. That's what ate me alive. I mean, if there was one thing, I know it vividly, vividly about what my life was like in the 2003 to 2008 range there before the market tanked. And I think that when it tanked, it actually did me a favor because I started realizing all the different brokerages that had the assets from the foreclosures and the short sales and all that. And I'm like, I gotta have this inventory and I'm done working with buyers. I can't. I just have zero tolerance for buyers. I had worn that out. I had burnt myself out with buyers, chasing them all over the place. And I'd wear them out, but still I knew that, when it came to time value of money, listings was the place to be. And, going into the short sale world was easy because everybody needed help at that time. This is 2008, 2009, 2010. They all needed help, and it was easy to go get a listing because it was like, listen, you're underwater. You might as well just give it to me so I can help you through the process. And I became a short sale king here in Fort Lauderdale in the Broward County area. And I did a lot. I had a lot of bank representation as well through multiple banks here. I was their go-to agent for their assets at hand. And that really started the beginning of my listing capacity. And then from there, as we got into 2010, 11, 12, that's when I said, okay, we need to grow a team. I need to shift my buyers into the team. And I attack going into full-blown market share for the county.
So I was realizing having market share of inventory being listings is it. And man, like, let no good crisis go wasted. That
I know.
recession hit. I remember that. I was doing land deals and I was like, I got to get listings. And I went into short sales. What do you remember? I don't know if you remember before that. I heard about other agents who did short sales. I remember thinking, like, what's that? I'm not doing that. Next thing you know, the recession hit. And what was great for two things, when times get hard, right? Like, short sales was the way to go. And
And it
there weren't
might
that
be
many
the way
people
to,
who,
we might be there again.
well,
That
that's what
might
I'm
be right around the
saying. That's where
corner.
I was, right? That's where I'm going. Yep. So here we come into another tough
You're talking about
time.
relevance. You're talking about relevance in a podcast, Jerry. Short sales might be back, brothers and sisters.
Right. Or, and what's ironic though is what led to it last time is completely different from what's leading to it this time, would you say? Like, last time was too many mortgages, not enough renters. This time it's inflation. It's a whole
Inflation
different
and
situation.
laziness. I'm seeing a lot of lazy employees. Not real. We'll get to realtors later. I'm
Yeah.
talking about employees that have gotten into that little home office, and they're like, "Oh, it just feels good to stay in bed instead of working." Because there are some that work better at the home office, and there are others that don't. And they've got themselves in a little pickle. And I ain't talking about pickle. They're probably out playing too
Well,
much pickleball instead of working, and their jobs are on the lines and not focusing, and they'll probably end up losing the opportunities.
here's and this economy thing relates so directly, obviously, to real estate. Residential real estate leads the economy typically. You've got these guys, like, if we look at the economy, what's happening to industries, what's happening to employees, there's a lot of layers to it, what's happening with inflation. But at some point there's always like the big losers and the big winners, and the gap between those gets bigger and bigger. And as agents, where do we position ourselves,
Prepare.
right?
You
Because there
got to
might be
prepare.
short sales, but there's a lot of cash out there right now too.
There's multiple resources out there for short sale negotiators. So you want to have those at your fingertips. I've
Get
got
in
one
front of
that's just
it.
been waiting. They've been waiting at the sidelines for this to pop. And as soon as we start seeing short sales, we're going to send them right over and have them start mitigating, and we're going to help our
Well,
clients. Because listen. This is where we come in hand. You know, this is why we were essential in the state of Florida, you know, as realtors. You know, we were designated as essential for the community and for the overall state for work, because
So they're
they
all
these people. Yes.
they're also the we got to get through your whole story, but first, I just want to point out to everybody, I don't remember the name of the tools right now, but there are tools out there where you can identify when someone's missed two and three payments. That we were when I was using those be, so that I could identify who might be a short sale candidate to get in front of those opportunities to pick up the listings.
They're going to do a list pendants, that so that's going to come up, you know, at a certain point. And then also you'll see Prospect Now is pretty good at it.
Prospect now.
Prospectnow.com. Check out that that site. They're really good.
Right now, I want to get the rest of your story.
Oh,
So we got to learn from. We got to
coming
learn
in.
from. We can look
What year
up
was
prospect.
that?
I'm writing it down now so we have this link. But we got to get JK while we've got him here because you're the man, right, JK? So you get into short sales, then you get into inventory. We need music. I'm gonna have to get an, I'm gonna have, we've got an editor, but I'm gonna have to get an editor that adds music to the podcast. JK, JK in the house. There, that's it. In we know it's the secret. Get
Like a
in front of
butterfly, sting like a bee. Come
bring the
on.
JK vibe and you're all good from there. Now, here's where I'm going with this. So you get inventory, you get it for short sales. I mean, what like that recession was the beginning of so many good things for me, and obviously for you too. Like bad times make for good times. What, as you went through that, you pick up inventory, you pick up listings, and then what happens next? You grow a team. What are the challenges? What are the steps? Like, get us to where you are today.
I mean, building a team, you always want to have a core foundation admin. You know, you got to mitigate, you know, all that, you know, 10 and I call it $10, $15 an hour work stuff. You can't be doing that. If you know that you have a history of getting business and doing sales, then that's what you need to stick to, right? So, as an example, they look at me and they're like, JK, you cannot get involved in any minutia. You need to be, I've got ADD, you know, I've got hyperactivity, as you can tell. And so
Oh,
that
that's all your secret sauce.
energy, people want to do business with people with energy. Nobody wants to do business with a lazy realtor. There's already a ton of them out there. Too much competition.
Or is it really competition?
Exactly. That's the problem, though. Believe it or not. You know, some of the lazy realtors, they engage their clients into being, well, I'm your friend. And then we all know how that turns out. And then here comes JK having to save the world for a big mess that the agent that doesn't do any business got themselves into, you know?
Well, it was something you said is really important. I always say people hire an agent for three reasons. You only want to be hired for one of them: being the cheapest, being the least worst, and being the best in the world. And when you're the least worst, you were the friend. And when you were the friend, everything that goes wrong is the reason they shouldn't have hired you. And all of the 8 to 20 people that go tell things about, that does not work out well. Like, it's like
Well, I
being a
think that
good
there's,
person is like a way of life, not a business strategy. No, go
I
ahead.
think there's a mirrored factor. I always like to look at things, kind of like do things, and I don't want to go religious or anything, but you want to look at things like Jesus would Jesus do it, right? So now don't go there on the
This is good. This is good.
do as Jesus would.
Everybody, if you're
So
not into Jesus, just he wasn't so bad. Just stay on. Hear
right.
us
It's a
out.
myth.
Hear us out.
Not going
Right?
biblical. But what I
We're
want
not gonna try to
to talk
send you to church, but if you go there,
about,
that's pretty good. That's
that's
good.
we're not doing the praise and we're not praying right now,
Don't
right?
be
But
scared.
this is what I want you to taste, though, right? Would you hire you and why? Right? So the challenge we have with agents is they think they're amazing, but you can't even find them on Google. You can't even find them on Zillow. You can't even find any testimonials about any of the business. They're amazing, right? And I'll never forget this one thing. An investor came to me and said, Jonathan, this was like early 2000s. Jonathan, I would work with you, but I don't work with average agents. Oh, that burned my lips. I was so pissed. How dare he consider me average? And I was doing great at that time. But I will tell you, if there was anything that had pivoted me to do better and push harder, it was that comment that I did not want to be considered average in my business because I know what average there comes with a cost with that. If he feels that way, God, who else feels that way? And I want to make sure I go above and beyond that. Huge.
God, what a
People
great story.
to go above and beyond expectations. And if you're in the business to just do whatever gets you by, I think you're probably in the wrong business. Or you'll just make whatever comes your way.
Man,
That's not
like
acceptable.
I don't hire average agents. Like, oh, it's like
Right.
I'm going to plagiarize Seth Godin, and he's got some good stuff and some not so good stuff, candidly. But here's one thing I love from Seth Godin. He says, being the best in the world is way underrated. Everybody's going to try to fit, trying to find the next trick, but how about if you just be the best? Now, what about if you choose the world you're going to be the best in so you can actually be the best?
Well, and that's funny you say that. And you know, what is the best, right? Well, what is that definition of a realtor being the best? You know, what I see, here's what I see, right? Being the best is knowing your market, right? Now, when we say know your market, it seems like out of the 20 realtors, 19 of them will go run off because they don't want to go dig and know their own market. So,
And
like this
that's so
example, I live in
easy.
Sunrise Intercoastal. Right? Don't you think you should know what price per square foot is running in here? Don't you think you should know what the days on market are? Don't you think you should know what properties are actually listed? Don't you think you should know what's closed in this past year? Don't you think you should
This
know
past
what's being
week.
automated? Shouldn't your MLS automatically be set in your specific area
And
where
shouldn't
it
you be
auto
looking at it?
notifies when a listing pops up so you know before your friends and neighbors ask you about the property? None of this is happening. It's
And
not
that's not
happening.
even hard to do. And it's all basically already paid. You paid all that money to be
I
an
know.
agent, right? Like,
This
that's what's.
is where best runs out. Now, what we do see, Jerry, is you see agents that want to go out to the Rotaries and they want to go out to the BNIs and they want to go and do all these different groups and all these charities and all this, but they don't know shit about the market. And
Well, is
that's
it?
when it gets nasty.
Actually, that's when it gets fabulous. How, because to exactly what you're saying is when you're the agent that knows the market, this is one thing that took me way too long to understand about real estate because it's really not very complicated. Going, you know, people say, I go to an event and there are agents everywhere. But guess what? The agents everywhere don't know the market. The agents everywhere want to be known, but they don't take the time to know who's in the room. And know where they count most and know where the deals are that are right under their nose. Right
Yeah,
under their nose.
when I'm running around out there in the field and out in the different events and like I've got a CCI I'm watching today, I guarantee you
CCIM is the bomb, by the way. That's like,
No,
that's
we've
a
got a regional we have a regional meeting over
perfect.
here
Ex
over at
explain to
Morton.
everybody. Explain everybody. CCIM is the commercial. It's a commercial designation. If you want to understand property values and get into commercial at all, CCIM.com. It
Certified
is
commercial
just to
investment
say.
center.
So you need to finish what you say that again, JK.
Yeah, this is the substance of real estate. It's like getting your master's in real estate, right? So if you guys are serious about it, you can still do residential and have your CCIM, but yeah, I love commercial real estate. I mean, if you ask me that's truly what I love. And I want to have a team. My goal is to have my team more focused on all the residential game that I've been running for the past 20 years as I continue chasing down commercial stuff. And I love it, just that's what, you know, really like lights my heart up is getting into the commercial game.
Well, understanding residential and commercial was my biggest game changer before the recession, because it was understanding, being able to assess and understand the value of real estate for your client, for the investors, for developments, for all of those things that we get into the longer and longer we're an agent. But you were going to tell us a story about going to the CCIM event,
Oh yeah,
that I got all excited about CCIM on.
so you want to know these numbers? These guys are going to call me
Yeah.
out on it because I got a few listings, and that's another thing too. If you guys are going to events, if you're doing anything, make sure you speak out about all the inventory you have. I know several agents that I see on a regular basis. They never talk about their inventory, but I see it on social media. they hit the wall. I call them little wall heifers. They go over to the wall and don't talk about anything. I don't know what they're talking about, but they're not talking
Did
about
you
the
just say
inventory.
like the wall heifers?
Yep.
I love that. So you've got all this inventory. I remember being a new agent, and I was, as I got inventory, I mean, I talked about it and put it out there because I thought that's what you were supposed to do. I thought that's what everybody did. I was getting listings because those people would say, Jerry, you, I want a list. I want an agent who promotes their listing. I want an agent who's going to promote my house the way you promote your listings.
Remember
But
that?
give
You see
us the
that guy
wall
with the big
heifer story.
bullhorn? You see that guy with the big bullhorn? Take a room with 30 people, and if you ran around, if you came in, what's your typical agent going to do? Your agent's going to come in, and you know what they're going to do? Your typical average agent. And I saw this the other day, actually. It was perfect. They walk in, and they see where the food is. They go to get the food, right? And they sit down. Now, meanwhile, I know this agent has a brand new listing. I went over and called him out. I'm like, you don't want to go tell everybody about your listing? Oh, no. I'm hungry. Oh, Lord. You just sit right there. You sit right there and eat your food. You know, I think he even skipped lunch that day because I
Wow.
had so many listings I needed to talk about. What's more
Yeah.
important? I am not there at the event to eat. I'm there to bullhorn all the stuff. I'll eat some nuts on
Exactly.
the way home. Maybe I'll lose a little weight.
You know what we all need? We just all need a dose of JK every morning.
Oh man, I'm telling you.
But you said some, like earlier, you said energy. Energy. Energy's everything. Also, Jesus, about Jesus, just a little, we didn't go into this about Jesus,
Oh
but you,
yeah.
wait, 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 wait. Well, what were you going to say? But I shouldn't have.
So you got, well, first of all, Miami, right? I'm in Fort Lauderdale, and there's a reason why I'm in Fort Lauderdale and not in Miami, okay? So just FYI, right?
Yeah.
Miami is ran off of that espresso, right? That coquito, that cotado and all that. And
I'm not in
when
South
I had
Florida, so I
first
don't
had our
know.
baby, I knew I was kind of a sleepy guy, so I immediately went out and got an espresso machine. Every morning I wake up, I have an espresso. Right? You want to look at what works for your body, your mind, and how you're able to come in and attack the day. What is that? Some of you might be orange juice. Some of you might be a Coke. Some of you might be an orange or a banana or whatever that is. Whatever you can figure out that aligns you with having the best day. Me personally, I wake up first thing, I'm an espresso. And I use those energy, it's not the energy, but it's the thing that fizzles in the water that oh shoot, I have to get it.
Oh, I don't know.
The
It sounds
emergency.
like that sounds like
You
I
have
don't
the
think of you as an old man, but that sounds like old man drink JK.
no, it's an emergency. You ever see the emergencies that
Oh,
you use?
yes. I have
I
vitamin
use the
C.
emergencies, yeah, the emergency vitamin C. So I am
I know,
emergency
yeah,
vitamin
I
C,
that stuff is
which
good. I've
works.
got it.
Yep.
Okay,
Every day I
so
have one.
now you know what that is all about? It's like there's this stuff we got to do every day for our business. We need to study the market. We need to get on the phone. We need to talk to people about what's going on. We need to get in front of properties. We need to get in front of people, and we need to see opportunities that other people aren't seeing. Now, before that, you just made, like, we talk about the Breakthrough Luxury 7 Daily Habits. First 3 habits are you take care of you, get your mind right, get your spirit right, and get your body, get it going, get it awake,
Yeah.
and then go.
Yeah. Where do you think I
Yeah.
was this morning?
This Jesus thing, you bypassed it. Here's what I'm going to say about Jesus that I love. You know,
No.
I always think about like influence,
Take it easy
right?
on him.
You are a guy who's got, oh, Jesus, I don't think Jesus minds. You're a guy who's got all of this influence. You've got your key influencers in your world. We all do. It's whether we know or not. Jesus had 12. The whole world, there's not many people listening to this podcast or even out
His
there that haven't
disciples.
heard of Jesus. 12. Now we can go into the one that went bad and all of that, but the point here is 12. Like, what do you really need? You need a
Right.
room, you need a brain, you need the energy, and a few people.
Oh, yeah. No, we all have to be in alignment,
Yeah. Now
He had goals to achieve.
you're really involved in the community. I mean, you are a giver like I have never seen. A lot of people come in and they're like, if I'm gonna, I gotta, you know, I gotta I've got to, go get this. Like, there's the competitive nature, but in the way that you do it, you get inventory. You go take what's yours, and but when you do it, you are so giving and generous, giving of energy, giving of resources to your team, giving of everything. But the where I'm going with all of that, I just want to get you, yeah, I'll give you a little extra
Yeah,
taste of
because
what JK
there's
is
a
about.
comment to that. I was
But
letting you run with it.
you're creating relationships, and they're key. But what were you going to say? Add to that.
There's a nature factor to it. And you look at I remember growing into the business. I told you guys I was in 2003, where we were on our own. We weren't sharing nothing. We weren't giving anything away. We had, if I was a Coldwell banker and there was 50 agents in the office, we didn't talk to each other. Nobody gave anything to anybody,
Which is
right?
kind of ironic, yeah.
And things have evolved with collaboration, and so I think that the nature in general is to, in my opinion, is not to engage. That's how I was brought up in the business, is not to get involved, right? I fight my own mindset to stay clear, because I have 30 agents on the team, right? Is to maintain that I'm only here to help. If you don't want my help, if you're not happy with the help I'm giving, we should loss, right? If and I want to stay and maintain wholeheartedness, that the vibe that I'm giving is that you win, we win, right? Or I win, you win, right? And it's not a selfish, you get sales and my production goes up here. My production's going to go up either way. I'm going to get and attack this business on a consistent level, like I've been doing for the past 20 years. But I want to inflict that into my agents and help them. And I think if you help people more, you're going to get more out of it. And I see a lot of top players that have done what they've done, accomplished what they've accomplished, and they're past all of the accolades, the getting of the accolades and all that. And now they've focused on trying to make other people better and help them achieve more accomplishments, of whether it's family or financial or emotional or whatever that is. And they're doing it. And that's where I'm trying to maintain. That's what I'm chasing on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's funny because it's when I first started really giving, I just really got joy out of it. And I thought, man, I really just want to put myself out of business. And what it did was that giving creates more conversations, more opportunities.
Yeah.
And with other agents, agents are going to
It's funny
co-op with
you say
you
that.
because you're a big player. They're going to get the business because they partner with you. Other agents
It's
are going to
funny you
bring you
say
deals
that, because
first.
can you almost like wonder, no good deed goes unpunished, right? And listen, I was counting up them deeds and the punishments I've gotten the other day. It's like,
How
oh
did when you counted, how'd that was a lot to count? How'd it work out?
you know what? Whatever that deed was, you chose to do the deed at that time. And whatever repayment or non-payment you got is what it is. Next, move on. You got the enjoyment of doing what you needed to do or what you wanted to do at that point. And whatever that individual chose to pay or take or non-pay is what it is. Yeah, now you know who you're playing with. Sometimes it
Man.
takes a it sometimes it takes cost to find out.
Man, there's that next. It's like I think about this is gonna sound so cliche of me, but I'm a terrible tennis player, but the one thing I know about tennis is you've got to move. You
Yeah.
can't look,
Oh yeah.
you got in any sport, but you've
Well, and
got to
it's
keep
funny you say
moving
that. And
forward.
I play
Yeah.
tennis. So I play tennis on
And you're
Tuesday
probably good
nights.
at it.
Yeah, no, I'm decent. I'm like a 3-5. I'm nothing crazy, right? I mean, I got guys beating up on me all the time, and I take it. But I invite them over to the pickleball court, and they go, oh, don't know. I'm not coming to the pickleball. I'm like, that's where you're gonna get beaten, right? Yeah, I'm real sensitive about my pickleball game. With tennis, listen, I'm not great, but I play and I enjoy it, right? But Agassi, I read, and this is what's interesting about researching the business. I
Yeah.
wasn't doing well. I wanted to play tennis, but I wasn't doing well. I wanted to be a better player. I wanted to go from like a 3-5 to like a 4. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but I can tell you this. There are certain things that when you research, and just like as you're here on Jerry's podcast and Jerry and I are, tug of war and pulling each other's hair, you're going to find that like Agassi was in a situation with, I think it was Sampras, where Sampras was just jamming on him on the serve. Like the serves were coming out, 120, 130 miles an hour. And Agassi said, I didn't have any other thing to do but just breathe. And I'm telling you, the amount of research and the things I've done, whatever that boiled up to, there are certain things that you get out of reading that, and then at that point I had read, and that's affected how I play in both tennis, pickleball, and business, and even in relationships. When my wife and I scrap, I realize, hey, you know what? Let's take a break and we'll recircle. We'll circle back when we're cool. Same thing with Agassi. He was cornered. This guy was just absolutely slamming serves in his face. He couldn't even get to. And he said all he could do is breathe and create oxygen for his body into his kidneys and his lungs. And that was allowing him to maintain composure to get to where he was at. For at least bare minimum, he wasn't embarrassed on the tennis court. Breathe.
Who was he playing? Who was he playing again when that happened?
I think it was Sampras. Pete Sampras.
Sampras, I don't remember. Who's
Yeah,
the
Pete
one?
Sampras.
This is
He's
where.
out of what Pete Sampras lives over in Wesley Chapel over there in
Oh,
Tampa.
really? Yeah. So did you read the book Open? His whole book? Agassi's book is a great book.
I just saw him actually a couple weeks ago over at Hard Rock. He was there doing the
Shout out to
pickleball
Agassi.
slam
That
tour.
book is so good. That book
Him
is.
and Steffi were there.
Yeah, that book is so it tells it's called Open because obviously like the open, but it's also he says it's like it's everything. It's
What's
great.
funny is, our business, Jerry, is really it is a game. It truly is. It's how you play it. If you're showing up unprepared, right? You look at what just happened in the Super Bowl. Those guys, they wanted it, right? Do you want this business? Do you really, really want listings? Are you really doing the things to deserve listings? And are you competing? Are you, if you find out that you're not getting the listings you should be getting, then you should be competing to find out what's going on to level up the next position, the next notch up, to make sure you don't lose another opportunity. That's how this goes. When tennis players, as an example, when they play and they lose, guess what they do? They stop playing, or they actually start playing more tennis, and they get a new coach, or they change things up. That's what
Yeah.
needs to happen with you. If you're not doing or getting where you need to go, you got to change things up so you can start get. And this market's changed, right? So all your agents between 2012 up to now have never seen this. They've never seen this. They've
Yeah.
never seen inflation like it is. They've never seen insurance like it is. They've never seen, politics like it is. They've never seen, all the different challenges that
Have
we're
any of
running
us ever
where.
seen politics like where it is? Just say we won't
No,
go
no,
into
no.
it. We haven't ever seen this.
We already slapped you with a Bible, and we'll pull that back. We're not
Well,
going to go politics with
right?
you,
We're just talking about
right?
Jesus. I mean, come on, but
Yes.
it's relevant. And politics is, we won't get into politics, we'll try not to, but it is relevant because we've never seen anything like this.
Overall, though, I can tell you this, no matter what it is, no matter where we're at, wherever we end up going, whether it's biblical or political, right?
Yeah.
It's still going to boil down to contact becomes contract. And if you're not contacting, you're not going to be contracting. Period.
Well, and let's add to that. The contact that you make is with energy. It's knowing what you've got and sharing it, showing up with it, and showing up with the energy that is positive energy that gives a sense of contribution and reciprocity and receptivity. There's a lot of deals out there waiting for people because the last thing on receptivity on that is you just said, like, I always like, what are the questions we're asking ourselves? One question I thought was really powerful, or I know is that you said, it landed hard for me was, do you really want it? Do you really want it?
I mean, I get a lot of agents that come in and are like, JK, I want it.
What do you?
But then they veer off into something else.
I you
Well,
wait.
I wasn't feeling well, or but they have a consistency of not feeling well. I think you need to get your health right before you start considering real estate.
What do you really want? There's another one.
Or, I mean, we see a lot of agents that come in and they're like, hey, I'm gonna make six figures. I never see them make $10,000 worth of duty, right? There's a duty to pay in this business to get to where you want to go. And if you don't have a lot of times, if you don't have non-negotiables, right? I had non-negotiables for years that specifically allotted out a lot of time for me to focus on seller-directed business, right? Money-making business, where I didn't get calls from any of my buddies. And if they called in, boom, straight to voicemail. And I would get the funky text, yo, that's all I've got. That's all I'm worth. Yeah, we'll talk at 12. I even had friends who were like, I don't like being in this friend boat where, you have me only when you want to have me, and but you get me anytime. I'm like, well, I can't help that you don't have your time associated to money making experiences or business. And then I've had other agents say, well, isn't that the friends that are referring you business? No. If we're not friends enough to already refer business in that situation, we don't need to be friends at all. You need to allot your time. And it needs to be associated to whatever your capacity is. And that doesn't mean you got to be Mr. or Mrs. Caller. It doesn't mean you got to be Mr. or Mrs. Door Knocker. It doesn't mean you got to be Mr. or Mrs. Mailer. It doesn't mean you got to be Mr. or Mrs. Networker, but it means you need to pick one of them. Get at it.
And pick what to be the best at. Non-negotiables. You said I've got non-negotiables. Non-negotiables is non-negotiables with what I'm going to do. Non-negotiables is what, like, talk to us a little bit about non-negotiables.
Well, my friends, they want to negotiate my time. They were all about negotiating my time because they just love hearing from me. Oh yeah, JK, he's a box of fun. Well, of course I'm a box of fun, right? I'm a box of fun, but also I have business to do, and I have contacts to make. I have 20 years in reverse. I don't need to go forward, right? Those of you that have been in the business, I don't know why you're chasing new business. You just need to maintain what you've had, what you've done, what you've completed.
And cultivate
Yeah.
opportunities from what you've
You
got,
need to
because there
circle
is a
back and see where they're
plethora,
at.
a
You know,
plethora.
you need to, I'd go back through right now. I guarantee you, all of you guys have pre-COVID relationships that you hadn't heard from. I just saw a couple of them on the tennis court the other day. I hadn't seen them in a
That's
while.
so
I'm like,
true.
damn, how did I miss that? My CRM must be
So
off.
true, isn't it? It's
You know?
crazy. That's actually
My
COVID is like you haven't talked to anybody. COVID's your reason. Nothing else.
Now,
Like,
it's embarrassing. Now, I will tell you, it's
yeah.
embarrassing too. Where if you had good relationships and you hadn't heard from them, when you start calculating that you hadn't seen them since pre-COVID, I guess they weren't that important to you. And
So,
trust you me,
right, but what do we
you ain't the
do?
only one.
I say
You ain't the only
call
one
them,
that's thinking about it.
right?
They're thinking the same thing. They're thinking, I guess I wasn't important enough to, for Jonathan to
Exactly.
check in on. I
Yeah.
wasn't on his COVID checklist.
Somebody's got to make the call first. Let it be you.
Yeah. And we're seeing as I'm getting out in the events and doing the different things on top of, all the other things that we do, where is your energy? I mean, I can't be more excited to be out and more excited to push forward. And, especially with the business the way it is, what is your position right now when people ask you how the business is? Because the minute you tell them it's not good, you're fired.
And you're always being interviewed to go. You're always being interviewed, and when you tell people how
Yeah.
bad it
The
is,
minute
you didn't get the
you
job.
just fired yourself.
There are jobs everywhere, receptivity,
Yeah.
jobs everywhere, and you didn't get it.
I think that you want to really look at that response, because that's one of the biggest response that creates business, especially when you're out in the networking field. It seems like that's what a lot of the realtors want to do. They just want to go out and network.
That
Yeah.
comment, what my do you have a favorite response to that? But do you want who goes first? Do you want to talk about your favorite response to that? Even though I
Well,
don't
yeah,
have a
no, I'll tell
response to
you.
that, I don't do that anymore,
I
but
say,
yeah.
with the breath of the bat, you do a countdown. Listen, we've already had, I mean, we just knocked out 100 million over in 23, and we've already rolled over 10 million in inventory, and we're already getting offers on a good portion of that business. So we're fighting through it. We've seen some bottom feeding buyers, and you just give them a little reality, but you gotta have something
Yeah.
besides not good, besides
Well,
we're not doing that well, or the market sucks, or inflation, or insurance. If you say insurance, you're fired. Why? You just literally warn them that, hey, maybe now is not the time to buy because insurance is high.
yeah. Rather than be like, people pay us for solutions when we're agents. You, what
Right.
I love is you might be hearing all of these bad things. In the meantime, what we've done is found solutions. Last year, we
Yeah.
were exceeding 100 million. This year, we're already on track to do double, and well in excess of 200 million.
Oh, yeah.
Our
Yeah.
clients are coming to us because apparently we have the solutions, and whatever the
Yeah,
right wording is for your client and your
you're getting
audience.
all the gold nuggets over here between Jerry and JK.
I know. Maybe we're going to edit that out. Keep that a secret. All right. So I want to ask you a few more questions about your career so we can keep getting gold nuggets. And then we're going to go into the final three for this interview. So I know we both, especially you've got a schedule to meet today. But first, when you look at real estate, a few things. I'm going to go back just for a minute. Like the beginning, you came in 2001, 2002. It wasn't a great time in the economy, and it was tough. What is it? And now you've come to this level that you're this huge producer. What kept you? There's that time that we all go through as agents, whether it's no matter how seasoned we are, times get tough always. That's part of the nature of this business. What kept you consistent and on track to break through? So many agents give up. What kept you from doing that?
One word. Next. I remember vividly, clearly going into fetal positions in 2003 and four as I was growing into the business, 2005. It took gut-wrenching punches in the kidneys, in the stomach. I've bled all over these streets, right? And what I've noticed is a lot of the agents, the new ones that come in, they don't want to do anything but just be hand-fed. They don't want to bleed at all. And I can appreciate mitigating, any kind of pain, and I understand that. But unfortunately, you don't get the lessons out there. So as an example, I'll bring in a $10,000 lease and put it, out to the team, and you'll see some team agents scratching their head. They don't have a lot of business. And I scratch my head. I'm like, A, they probably never wrote a lease. B, they probably never worked with a tenant. C, I don't know if they even know what's out there in the market that would make any sense for them, that they should be out there. If you're a fresh agent out there, you need to get and take everything. So you're just get your butt out in the field. In our county, there's 670,000 parcels. How many parcels are for sale, or how many parcels could potentially be for sale in your county, right? Our county takes on $3 billion in taxable income, $270 billion in overall value in Broward County. It's 10% of the entire state of Florida, right? Do you know these facts? Are you dug in? Do you know where everything is when it comes to the chamber and the courthouse and all the different public facilities that you get to. And then we tear down into the restaurants, the ones that are coming, the ones that are going. The biggest talk in town right now has been Park and Ocean that left, right? Everybody couldn't believe that they left. It was such an amazing place. And now the biggest talk after that is who's replacing them, right? And then who's the best Italian? Who's the best French? Who's the best Spanish? Who's the best Cuban? Where do you go for Korean? Do you know these things, right?
Yeah.
It's just knowing your community, knowing what's going. Do you know what's going on with the next event? Guess what I was ordering on my way in the golf cart to get on this call? Guess what I was ordering? A St. Patty's Day shirt, because I want to have the fattest St. Patty's Day shirt you could possibly have when St. Patty's Day
I
hits,
love it.
right? Are you prepared? Did you get your beads? People love getting beads. We're going to be in the parade. Why aren't you getting the parade?
I love
What are
it.
you going to do to participate? The lack of participation was okay in COVID. It's not okay in post-COVID.
Right,
Sorry.
it what do you mean? Sorry. What? No, don't be
I feel bad.
sorry.
I feel bad when I get
No.
aggressive.
No, it's all, oh no, we're kindred
The lion
spirits. I'm
comes out.
with you. I'm with you. Well, it's too, it's, I love you said there were so many things. I was like, oh, that was so good. How you, the number of parcels in your county, like inventory, right? Like what's inventory? Is inventory what MLS decided inventory is, or inventory is what's out there and you happen to know it better than anybody? Get ahead. This isn't even like competition isn't about fighting. It's about getting ahead of it and owning it before anybody else knew it was there.
Right. Well, and then
And
you
it's
start,
about
listen,
building. What you build feeds
you go
you and
into
everybody
listing
else.
appointments, you go into listing appointments and you start banging out what you know about the county, they start feeling a lot more comfortable if they're interviewing three and four other agents. In Broward County, there's 40,000 agents, right? And
Exactly.
there's 2 million people, right? So you do the math on percentages from realtor to population.
To number of
So a lot of
listings.
competition.
There's a lot more agents than even listings, and there's a lot there are always more listings than closings. There are always
We
failed
have
listings.
too many agents that don't want to do the standard work to know. You need to know the data. Get the data down. Just because you went and passed the test doesn't mean that you're data driven. But unfortunately, I've got bad news for you. The public's requiring it.
Yeah. Well,
They are expecting you to know. And if you don't know, you're going to get caught with your pants down and you're not going to be hired for the job.
the thing about the data too is not only does it help you win the business, it helps you see the opportunities out there. If you've got the data, you have the data to identify opportunities that you don't without it.
Yeah.
If you've
Oh,
got the
yeah.
data
Well,
and there's a
and here's a great
site,
example. Here's a
you can
great
find
example. I'll tell you.
sites and yeah.
I'll give you a great example, right? So I was showing a 7 mil in Pompano, right? And one of my listings buyer came in
What's
and
under contract now?
the wife ran off,
Yeah.
right? Did her thing. She ran off looking at the property and the husband pulled me aside and started talking about cops, right? He goes, I don't, we don't really know each other that well, Mr. Keith, but I was doing some homework. I think you're off on listing price. We're gonna you're fives. You're fives, right?
Laugh because it
So
reminds me, yes. Yeah.
we ended up negotiating, right? And then this commentary came out again. And they said where we landed was in line with the actual comps because I went into county record, right? And there's a simple little tab that once you put the address in, you just hit 2003 sales. And the county record does a little gray slash area. Those of you in Broward County will know what I'm talking about. And it shows you all the comps. And I was in on target by $5,000 on a
Wow.
$7 million home. So dollars. And I told them, I've got 300 more square feet for you. I have a more bedroom count and more bathroom count than the other comp. So
Yeah.
this is what I'm arguing about. I'm expecting signature by the end of the
And maybe we should go up on our price.
day.
I love it. It's data and right where we're going, knowledge, character, what do they say? Character competence, but it's knowing the market and the relationships and working with people.
I was
And
talking about
it's,
this the other day,
yeah.
Jerry. I was talking about this the other day. So we're building a house. Let's just say we're building a house. Your plumber comes out, right? And he's about a years, but he's a little cheap. He's not, there, but he's cheaper than all your other plumbers, right? And he's, I mean, sometimes he does a little electrical. He does a bunch of different stuff, but you really need him on this job. And then you start really paying attention to how he's acting on the job, how he's paying attention to the plans, and start wondering whether he's really all put together, right? If he's really got his shit together. Don't you start wondering whether he's using glue in the seams?
Yeah, details are
Did he?
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, because if he starts laying pipe, and he's not using the right glue, and he's not priming
You're
those
going to
joints,
question everything.
you're going to have
And
major
you're in
problems.
trouble. You're in trouble.
The public knows if you don't have your game put together. Get your game together, people. Realtors, professionals,
I love how you
be
say it's Yeah, it's the fun. This business, is it really that competitive? Nah. It's really
Dude,
not.
what's so hard? I mean, you think of another buddy of mine, he owns a glass company. You guys
Unless
think of
everybody listens to this and takes our advice, then it will be competitive.
this
But
is a
tell us
good
about
one.
your
I had another
buddy.
one. Here's a buddy of mine that set me straight in the business. Here's Jonathan. I own a commercial glass company. I've got to get nuts, bolts, screws, glass, frames, tools. I've got to get insurance for the truck. I've got to get insurance, workman's comp for the guys. I got to worry about them getting sick. I got to take on all the, they take on all this responsibility, massive responsibility, warehouse, insurance for the warehouse, admin, all this stuff, right? And when he finally does, he gets a deposit from the owners, right? For half of whatever he's doing, right? And that's only covering the material. And well, guess what happens? Guess what happens to my buddy at the tail end of him finalizing the glass job? It's all done. And he's going to look for the check. They ain't paying. Now he's screwed. All his time, all his energy, all his liability, all the things that he did are out the door. And you know what they do? They say, sue me. So now he's got to go get an attorney. Now he's got to go chase down all that monies, right? And guess what happens to the monies that's left over? The attorneys get it, and he gets maybe like a portion. So when it all boils down, after all that pain, after ordering silicone, ordering nuts, bolts, and having to deal with the employees giving him a hard time about getting this, having to deal with all the issues on the job site, right? He still is able to get to a point where he's making money, right?
Yeah.
We don't have to do any of that. What did you have to do today? You had to put gas in your car. You had to get on a
Study the
Zoom.
market to
You
get
had
your
to study
energy
the
out there.
market.
Yeah.
You had to memorize some things. You had to dig in and figure out what's going on in your community and some events coming up. You had to order a
Have some
St.
tough
Patty's Day shirt.
conversations. Yeah. Yeah.
You had to call up and maybe ask for a price adjustment. This cat's this. I didn't even tell you about what else he was worried about. You know what else he's worried about? He has $10,000 to $15,000 in payroll on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Start stroking that. It's painful. Our job's not that hard. That's all I'm
It's
saying. I'm using that as an
the gift of being a real estate agent is huge. And it goes back into I talk about everybody talks about the go-giver and about how it's about giving. I say, guess what? It's also about being able to receive the gifts you have, like the opportunity to have this career and to be an agent. And if it's not a gift for you, maybe get out. But what you explained was all of the gifts that we have in the business of being a real estate agent. And
Yeah, and
just
I
being
appreciate
willing
you
to
putting
receive
in a check.
that.
I hope
Yeah.
that came out clear on what I was, what
Yeah,
the
it did for
objective
me.
was. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And what's so funny though, Jerry, is that even after I lay that out, I wonder how many will actually say, you know what, JK's right. I need to put a little more time in doing research so I know, let's say Bobby out there lives in Tampa and he's over in Hyde Park. Bobby in Hyde Park should know every damn thing about Hyde Park there is to know, whether it's the movie
Exactly.
theater getting shut down, the new grocery store coming in, the new products coming into the grocery store, the new baseball league coming in, the new school coming in, whatever
Learn it.
it is, the new barbecue place, you better know.
Well, here's the thing. If you're listening to this show, you either know it or you're researching it right now, or you wouldn't be listening. So don't disappoint.
Yeah.
right, final three questions. Number one, if you had to narrow it down to one resource that has been the most powerful for your success, what is it?
The phone. Was that too easy?
I love it. Sometimes I'll go, other than your phone, but I haven't had that one a long time. And that, man, that's true. Isn't
I think
it?
about like
Like,
over the years, right? Like I remember having my BlackBerry on Snowmass Mountain
having a
in
BlackBerry.
2006, having the best year I had ever had. And I wasn't even here. I was on Snowmass, and I love that little BlackBerry because I could just type away on it fast. Oh my
It would click. Remember when that they were like, you have
God.
the iPhone, you can't, I was like, you can't even feel the buttons. Like, who's gonna do
Right.
that
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
now?
I couldn't do it. It took me a
We've
while
all
to
got an
transition from a
iPhone.
BlackBerry. Yeah, it took me a while to
I was a
transition.
late adapter too, but
But
everybody,
what we're
most people listening to
saying,
this might be going, what are y'all talking
hey,
about?
what we're saying. Well, and by the way, guys, if you want to see a really good movie or an interesting movie, check out RMS. Was it Research in Motion or whatever? RMS, they had a movie about it. It was really good. Check it out.
No, I
Netflix.
don't. Research in Motion, is
Yeah.
that the name of
Yeah.
it?
Yep. Yep.
Research
Yep.
in Motion.
Check out the BlackBerry. Blackberries. Check out BlackBerry.
But
It's a
it's a
BlackBerry movie.
movie.
It's called BlackBerry.
Okay. I don't think I've
But
seen it.
yeah,
I'm
you want to
kind
have the phone. So what we're seeing, I saw it the other day. We gave a $1 million lead out to one of our agents. And then I took the time to circle back with them the next day. How'd that lead go? I don't know. I'm waiting for an email to hear back from them. What? Did you see me come through the screen? Holy shit. Oh, you better get her on the phone right now. See where she's at. See what she's want, and inflict the wrath of whatever she wants, $1 million related right now. That's what we're missing, Jerry, in this
And
business.
make
A
all the
right here, right now mentality.
sense of urgency.
Right here, right now.
There was a sense of urgency. There was a tire company, and I can't remember where I heard this story, but it was like a Tony Robbins or somebody, and they were talking about how successful it was. And they said it's like the Ritz-Carlton, but this is just a tire company. They had all these policies, and one of them was when somebody pulls their car up, if you work there, you run. It's not urgent, but you run to the car to meet them, to give them that sense of you're important to me and I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And that was their policy. When somebody pulls up, you run to the car.
I'll never forget this. It's so funny. I'll never forget. This is good.
And they were one of
I
the
had
most
an agent.
successful, and that was why. Anyway,
Right.
go ahead. Yes.
I love it. I love it. No, I love it. You're on point there. I had an agent on the team, and her middle name was, I don't know. All I know what her middle name was, but
Well,
it
we
wasn't
haven't
my
even
middle.
talked about running team
Her name
yet and
was, I don't
navigating
know.
these things. Yeah.
And she was a former bartender in a well-known bar here in town. And anything that ever happened, I don't know, coming out of her mouth. And I don't know about you, Jerry, but I have zero
She
tolerance
didn't
for her.
last
I don't
long
know.
on the team,
I
apparently, I'm
cannot now.
sure.
No. I remember when she had an option to either stay or go from one company to another. I said, I think where you're at's perfect. See you
Bye.
later.
Bye.
So, but I want to tell you this, when I want to tell you this, she was known at this, well, I mean, gorgeous girl, knockout. And she was known as like one of the best bartenders there at this bar. And so I couldn't put two and two together because what really tripped me out is that when I was at the bar, I would go see her every once in a while, some of my buddies, we'd go see her. And I'd order a drink and I'd see everybody else order different drinks. She never said, I don't know, to them. She knew exactly what the recipes were. She knew them by heart, knew exactly how to make their drinks. And they were the best drinks in town. But damn it, Jerry, when it came to real estate, everything that came out of her mouth, I don't know. And I just was not accepting it. Non-tolerance for bullshit.
But what a thing to think for us, right? Because I think about when that happens, The way a label or the way something that even goes into neurolinguistic psychology and self-concept impacts us, that not being able to take that from one, thinking in the business of real estate, there's all these of what a realtor is, which is not real lovable. And so in that, people get into the role and they freeze up rather than remembering you're
I
not
don't
a
get it.
realtor or a real estate agent. You're somebody getting it done the same way you were
Just,
behind the
right.
bar.
You know what I call it? You know what the freeze is? It's so funny we're talking about this, Jerry. There is this freeze between letters and numbers. And the letter is a W dash two and a 1099. See? What you recognize is you're a 1099 and that nobody else is going to be paying you besides a buyer and a seller and a landlord and a tenant. You should be getting your ass to work, chasing specifically those four people. Otherwise, you may want to skip and get the bartender,
Well,
maybe.
and what a shame it is
Excuse me, buddy.
but to your point, the irony is that it's the letters, the 1099, the working for yourself and getting your own clients, that's going to bring you more certainty and more wealth and more abundance than any W-2, if I'm getting them right, because I'm horrible with
Of
taxes.
course.
But
But
being the, remember COVID, people are getting laid off. And in the meanwhile, I remember I had I don't think it was 15 contracts all over $1 million,
I've been here.
just churning
I've
them
been here.
out.
Been here.
And I
I'm a
thought,
former
whoa,
corporate. Yeah.
I don't.
I'm a former. So yeah, I'm all over it, Jerry. I'm a
Yeah.
former mid-level management employee who, right, I just had this conversation yesterday with somebody that was asking me about it, who realized that at a certain point I needed to grow into the business world. And once I got into mid-level management, I was able to make decisions, sound good decisions, mistakes with no mistakes, right?
Yeah.
That I was capable of making decisions moving forward, whether I made mistakes or no mistakes, right? But allowing myself to be in a situation to allow others who weren't making good decisions for me and my welfare and my health and my financial well-being was going to come to an end sooner than later.
Oh, it's
And
powerful.
unfortunately, what we're seeing is agents that don't see that. They haven't been grinded out enough. And Dan, you need to hit rock bottom. For me, I'm tough, right? And at that point, I wasn't. And I needed to just bleed all over the place to realize how to recover, right? To
Yeah.
realize that, there is more to life than shenanigans and allowing others to give direction for me, right? I can provide my own direction. But I needed to do it intelligently with guidance and get the education and chase the changes and evolve as things happen in
Yeah.
the market. Today's number one agent was not a number one agent last year. We're seeing agents evolve. They're getting some of these recipes that are coming out. Maybe I missed a few recipes from the last market shift as we're seeing things shift. You want to get those.
I think, and everybody has their secret sauce and dialing into that. All right, we've got two more questions, and these will be easier,
Let's
faster, I
burn through them.
think. All right, book. If there is a book, one that you would name, doesn't.
212, done.
What is it
212.
called? Oh,
Too soon.
yes.
Yep,
One.
done.
What's the take? Give them the takeaway.
Yep,
212.
yep.
What's the takeaway on 212? And we got the last question.
Water
212
boils
takeaway.
at 212, not 211. See? You can boil all the you can try to boil water all the way up to 211. It
It's not
doesn't start
happening.
boiling until 212.
One
So as
degree.
an example, today's a great example. I'll leave one with this in the book. But painters here, right? Painters are up there in the master bedroom when I got home from pickleball, and they didn't want to take the TV attachments to the wall off. They're like, no, we just paint around them. I call bullshit. Because I don't want them to do the paint job without doing all the paint job, right? So I'm like, no, I'll take the frames off for you, right? And that's what I got to do as soon as I get off the call, and then I got to do that CCM class. So my point to you is literally, I recognized the time frame I was on, and then I started boiling, right? I started getting into that 212 and getting shit done.
Yep.
You want to get shit
It's just
done,
1 degree.
you got to move.
All
You got to
right,
get
last
nasty.
question. I love it. Action. Just do it. Energy. Do it.
My wife was wondering, why are you
I
running all over the house? Is everything okay? Yeah, I got shit to do,
love
man.
it. I love it. I can't wait to meet her. Okay, last question. Because we could go on for an hour about that. So I'm withholding the temptation. Here is the last question. If there is one thing, let's say we forget everything else from this conversation today. If there's one thing you hope
Forgot.
everybody remembers and takes away, what is it?
Breathe.
Breathe.
Breathe. Yeah. What is today? If you can breathe, if you can get up and really breathe through your problems, right? Without giving the infliction of what you really want to give them, you just breathe through and really digest what's going on and make smart decisions. There's so much. So, the point behind the breathe for me is there's more than one way to skin a cat, right? Jerry and I get in a fight. I immediately go after her and we're nasty, right? Or we have options, right? Jerry, I'm uncomfortable with where we're going. Maybe we should revisit here tomorrow and rediscover where we were at, what our goals are, right? Or another option would be, Jerry, I'm not talking to you ever again. See, that was three different options there. And breathing first before gurgitating out is huge.
Wow. Thank you. JK, Fort Lauderdale, South Florida, Team JK, One Sotheby's. You are a badass. You are awesome. Thank you. It was so much
Appreciate
fun.
you guys. Jerry, you rock. And those that they're in alignment with Jerry. I mean, I can't pump her up enough. I can't push her high enough on a pedestal, because when we were working on bringing her into the team and really inflicting what we needed on the team, and it was sales. My agents, they were getting their real estate license, and then they think they're professional salespeople. I'm like, you're not. You need help. And Jerry and I were looking at our weaknesses and how we were going to be able to achieve those. And let me tell you, Jerry has brought it.
And we're having fun. You're awesome. Like, do it. Love it.
You
JK,
juggies,
thank
guys.
you.
It's beautiful here in Fort Lauderdale. Any of you track my number, JK954-709-9742. Can always call me, breakfast, coffee, lunch, dinner. I'll take you to an event. We'll take you to the beach, get you on the golf cart, get you
And
out
don't
there on the
miss out on
pickleball
him,
courts.
guys. Take his
Oh, you bet.
invitation.
If you play pickleball or
Take
tennis,
it.
you better not come
Take
down to Fort
it.
Lauderdale without calling me.
Love it. You rock, JK. I'll see you soon. Thanks for joining us for the Jerry Metcalf Podcast. To get links to our amazing guests, past shows, and more, go to breakthroughluxury.com and click on podcasts, or find us anywhere you can find a podcast. And please subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review so that we know that you are getting the most out of what we bring you every week.